Perfection as you are describing it to us. Who has followed? Is there an example for us to see? She said yes. I mean, he's intelligent. They are very intelligent. They are not fools. And so the Papa said that this Christian consciousness should not be followed blindly. We shouldn't be blind followers. So the Jagya Siddha, they were not blind followers. The Karas were recommended for them. They asked for the process. Now that the process was given, they asked for example, has anyone attained this? For the person that attained perfection, as we are describing it to us, she said, yes, there are many. So, see, with first personalities, she mentioned what the Supreme President of Godhead, Lord Machandra himself. The gopis were happy. Oh, very nice. There is hope. And they followed it strictly according to their spiritual master, Srimati Radharani, who instructed them on the science. The end of it, the very last day, the Krishna fulfilled their desires. Accepted all of them as the dear most friends and danced with them. That's a transcendental self. Bring their heart very close to Krishna. So if we remain in Krishna consciousness, without austerity to please Krishna, our devotional life will not be so wonderful. Many devotees in Krishna consciousness are still lonely. Many devotees in devotionalism in Krishna consciousness are still lonely. They are still full of fear that they are also insecure. That is not Krishna consciousness. It is something else. Krishna consciousness is different. Full of security. Krishna consciousness is full of security. And it is so rich that anyone who participated will be free. And there will be no fear. So if we are experiencing all these things, it means that we are not taking the medicine properly. So let us readjust ourselves and see how Krishna consciousness works. So we can put our whole energy into it. Otherwise, we will become politicians. instead of a devotee. Exploitative mentality will take shelter. So instead of becoming a devotee, we'll become a politician and start exploiting and manipulating those who have come under our shelter. We take the Christian consciousness, we take the Krishna consciousness for the purpose of Krishna consciousness to purify our existence and also at the same time to help others. That should be our austerity. Then our life becomes glorious. Lord Brahma, he performed austerity. When he performed his austerity at the end, Lord Krishna shook hands with him and told him, "Well done, my dear son, well done." And he gave blessing. Anyone who will come after you and follow the same process and perform austerity as you did, the same benediction will be on his or her head. In the security, in Krishna consciousness. And he told Lord Brahma, "See, I am austerity. I created this material world by austerity. I am maintaining it by austerity and I will destroy it by austerity. Therefore, austerity is myself." But when austerity, transcendental austerity for self-realization, it's Krishna consciousness. Try to understand. So we should not be attracted to Nagababas. To send the semen to the brain, you know, it's a wonderful thing. But for the beginner, it's necessary. For the beginner, it is necessary. You can't do that. It's necessary. But for a mature devotee, unadulterated devotee, there is some comments or questions. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you. So, the point is, the things which we do, it is not so important. How we are doing it is very important. The yogis are not fools. They are performing this kind of thing. They are not fools. They are looking for something superior to the mundane gratification. They want something. The gratification of which comes from intelligence is better than the gross gratification. Brahmananda is superior to racial gratification. Superior to Brahmananda is Paramananda. This Paramananda is supreme. The yogis can't get this. Because the Paramananda is given by Srimati Radharani. But Brahmananda could be attained by yoga exercise. So we can get that. Not all the yogis are falling. Those who are careless will fall. Either you are a yogi or you are a devotee. If one is whimsical, he will fall. Doesn't matter who you are, either you are a devotee or not a devotee, or a yogi. If you are whimsical, you will fall. That is the point. If you are a devotee, be a proper devotee, they will not fall. Like other guys, they will not fall. Because he was fixed on the determination. He knows the goal is Krishna, and he focused attention on Krishna. He was not the deviant. He was not the hypocrite. If you are practicing Krishna consciousness, you're full of deceit. You fall. If you're a yogi, you're pretending to be a yogi, you fall. But one who is genuinely following the process, not fall. There is a formula not to fall, there is a formula to fall also. So one should know the boat. Yeah. If you are a politician in Krishna consciousness, if you are a politician outside there, you are glorious, you are worshipped, you will fall. If you are a politician, then you will fall. Because this environment is not meant for that. This environment is meant for Krishna bhaktas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Krishna bhakta is kamateva santa bhukti mukti siddhi asakali asanta. Asanta also the word santa is also here. Santa. Krishna discovered Goswami, he said, Krishna bhaktas are this come, therefore they are santa. Peaceful, satisfied. They're not dry, they're not empty. They're not lonely. They are fully enriched with Krishna consciousness. They are loaded with Krishna bhakti. They won't fall. Someone is a cheater. It's a process. Prabhupada told his disciples, I have given you this Krishna consciousness, very sweet, it's supreme. Enjoy it, but don't spoil it. He tried to spoil it before. Enjoy it, the Prabhupada gave us. Enjoy it, but don't spoil it. So let us take this mirror Prabhupada has given for all of us. Take this mirror Prabhupada has given. Enjoy it, but don't spoil it. So we take the mirror and see our heart. Am I spoiling it or am I enjoying it? We should look at the mirror. Every day we look at the mirror to see our face. Let us use the mirror Prabhupada has given to see the heart. Don't just be in Krishna consciousness. Don't just be in Krishna consciousness. Be in Krishna consciousness in a very potent way. So we can affect other people's hearts deeply, positively, not negatively. Any other question?
What would be the Vashya in Krishna consciousness?
Huh?
We call the Vashya in Krishna consciousness.
Tapasya in Krishna consciousness. Tapasya in Krishna consciousness pleases Krishna, purifies the heart. There should be tapasya. There should be tapasya. There must be tapasya. Ordinary tapasya in Krishna consciousness is that we are not eating meat, fish and eggs. But there are so many people who have not eaten meat before Krishna consciousness. So is that tapasya for them? That is nothing. So many people have not smoked before they came to Krishna consciousness. Is that tapasya? Or never taken alcohol to me? Is that tapasya? It's normal life for them. Right? So, tapasya in Krishna consciousness that we must reduce our sense gratification, reduce the sleep habit. Reduce our perception of all the spiritual movement in the world. Hare Krishna devotees eat more than anyone. A yogi cannot eat this. A yogi should eat only one banana in a day. Look at your prasanna. So rich. That is one of the specialities of Krishna consciousness, the proper game of this. But he paid the price to make it very simple for us. We are looking only that. We do not see beyond to see that before this, Prabhupada has sacrificed his life for this. So we should not abuse it. We should appreciate it. Prabhupada performed austerity to establish this process for us to enjoy. What austerity are we performing to also pass it on to those who are going to come after us? We are cheaters. There is no austerity. If you don't want to spoil it, you should make austerity. But this is another Saraswati. Prabhupada requested, I want every member of this my Bodhya Math, every member of Hare Krishna movement, every devotee to donate 2,000 gallons of your blood. Are we doing that? It's austerity in Krishna consciousness. Request for Bhagavad Gita Saraswati. 2,000 gallons of your blood should be donated to maintain this movement. There's a request on our head. If you are in this movement, 2,000 gallons of your blood is required. A donation, a austerity. Those who are living peaceful life in Krishna consciousness, their devotional life is not wonderful. They won't make advancements. Because we are not potent. There is no potency, so we are not challenging Maya. We cannot make advancements. If our Krishna consciousness is not challenging, is not a threat to Maya, you are a lazy devotee. Yes, sir. You wanted to ask a question?
Yeah.
Oh. We shouldn't be lazy devotees. We should be a strong devotee, carrying this potency that Charles has given. Look at our altar there. Look. Look at our altar. You see all the acharyas on the line. Who are they? Any small man in that group? Is any small person there? In that group? All our acharyas, who are they? All our acharyas, who are they, Maharaj? All those acharyas, who are they? They are Sarupa. Who are they?
Manjaris.
See the small man there? What do you think we are? Hare Krishna. So the power of the tie goes permanent. Of glory is a son. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. One announcement is this. At this time now, 2 o'clock in Rosier, so everybody's welcome to Maharaj together.
Also, there's a request from the Nigerian ISKCON temples. Maharaj requests that if devotees would donate, and devotees would go to the saris for the Yakada, it's most likely. So, anyone can please tell me this.
Thank you.